We're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the last word on the second line from the top. We learned in our Mishnah that even though you're allowed to have Hanah from Truma Tameya, the Kohen is allowed to burn Truma Tameya and have Hanah from it, we still can't light it on Shabbos, on Yontif, and the reason is because you're not allowed to be Nena from, you're not allowed to burn kachim on Yontif. You're not allowed to burn kachim on Yontif. Since you can't burn kachim on Yontif, Chuma is included in that. And therefore, even if you're allowed to have Anah, you still can't burn on Yontif because of the Isser of Ein Sarfim kachim v'yontif. So Gemara is Vadai, v'yontif hu da'asa. Ha'b'choyel shavadami, it's mashma. That Yontif, you can't light Chuma Tameya. But b'choyel, you could have Anah from it, like we just spoke at, you can have Anah. Now, how do you know that? How do you know you can have Anah Bechoil from Chuma Tameya? How you know you'll have Hanah from that when you burn it? Maybe if it's Chuma Tameya, you have to burn it, then you can't have Hanah from it. Just like by Kachim, the halacha is that if Kachim is possible, you have to burn it, you can't have Hanah from it. So my timer, what's the reason why it's Mutter Bahanah? The Chuma Tameya, why if you burn it, is a Mutter Bahanah to be netted from the fire? Amarav, Kashem Shemitzlis of Kachim, Shenitmu. First, Rav tells you the mitzvah to burn it. Just like the mitzvah to burn kachim, shenitmu, tegavei and tamei, kach mitzvah litzvah for the chuma shenitmas. It's also a mitzvah to burn chuma that became tamei. Va'amra Torah, and the Torah said, v'shas bi'ura tihani mimena. The Torah says that when you mevayer chuma, when you're burning chuma, you're allowed to have enough of it. Heichen amra Torah. Where does the Torah say that? Rav Nachman, dom Rav Nachman, amra rabba baravu, amra kra. Pasuk says, "V'ani hine nesati l'chayas b'shmeres trumasi." I am giving you a mitzvah to watch my truma. And it says, "Loshen rabim trumaisai." It says, "As b'shmeres trumaisai." It's loshen rabim. It's mashma b'shtei trumas kasam adave. Echas truma tahira. Echas truma tameya. It's mashma talking about side truma tahira and side truma tameya. V'amar achmar. And the pasuk says, "V'ani hine nesati l'chayas b'shmeres trumasai." It says, "L'cha." The Torah says that it's for you. Just like Chuma Torah is for you, Chuma Tameya is also for you, and you can use it to burn under your food or to nana from anything from the fire. So, upon him, the Gemara wants to know, how do you know you're allowed to have enough when you burn the Chuma Tameya? And the Gemara comes out, it's a pasuk of Mishmeres Trumaisai, which is Lashon Rabim. So let's go back to the beginning of Gemara again. The beginning of Gemara says, "The Amar Rav, Kashem Shemitzvah Lister Vakachim Shenitmu Kach Mitzvah Lister Efesat Chuma." So Rashi explains what's the pshat. He says either because you learn after Kaidish, doing with the Kaidish, that's why the lachas needs Sreifa, or because of Takhala, that if you leave it around, you might come to eat it. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to burn it. Similar, Rashi said before, the only reason is Al Takhala. Here's just two reasons. Now, the Sfasam has really asked that what's the Rav doing here? The Gemara should go like this. Gemara says, "V'yomtiv hu da'aser ha'b'choyel shaper." That means mutter to have enough m'choyel. Gemara says, "How do you know?" Zois b'shmeres trumasai. Why does it have to bring in Rav in the middle? So it's a big problem. And the Sfasam has learned it's part of the Gemara's kasha. Like, and that's why he spoke out the kasha like that. That we're bringing that Rav to show that since it's learned out of kachim, then sreifa of truma tameya learned out of kachim. So the question of the Gemara is, it should be aser b'hana also like kachim. And for the Gemara, no, the pasuk says, "Zois vanin hisat l'cha es mishmeres trumaisai," to teach us that even Chuma Tameya is l'cha. It's for you. It's for you, Hana, to burn under your tafshel. So that's one pshat, one makar that you're allowed to have Hana from Chuma Tameya that you're burning. V'bay yisema, andana mahalach, midrav avo. It's from Rav Avo. Domar Rav Avo, Om Rav Yechanon. It says in the pasuk regarding Maisa Sheni, the loch is by maestris, when after you bring all your maestris, you say vidu maestris. And it says that you say on maestris sheni, v'liba'arti mimenu b'tamei. I didn't destroy it for my hana in a matzav of tumah. That means, Rashi says, say if you are tamei, which means you ate it while you were tamei, or if the maestris sheni itself was tamei, I didn't burn it for my hana. So you see, by Ma'isa Sheni, you can't have enough from a burning. By Zadiyak, it says, Lo yiva'arti mimenu b'tamei. Mimenu yatamaver. From Ma'isa Sheni, you're not allowed to burn it for Yohana. Av atamaver shemen shal truma shenitmas. But you could burn oil of truma shenitmas that you could burn for Yohana. So this is a raya. We're looking for the, you know, a makar from the Torah that you are allowed to have anah from truma tmei that's burning. So the first makar was from trumaisai. Now there's another makar. Makar is from a diik from ma'aseh sheni. But ba'arti menu betamin. Dafka ma'aseh sheni is also, but truma is mutter. Break the gemara. Ve'ema mimenu iat ma'vir about the ma'vir shemen shal kodesh in itma. How do you know which way to take the diik? Maybe I make a diik like this. From ma'aseh sheni is also to have anah when you're burning it. The ma'aseh sheni tameya. Ma'aseh sheni became tamei. But shemen kodesh is mutter to have anah. How do you know shemen shal truma? Maybe shemen shal kodesh, even hektish, maybe it's mutter. So tomorrow, no, lav kavachemu? Isn't it a kavachemu? Ma ma'aseh hakal. Ma'aseh sheni is very cool, Dick. It's not such a big kedusha. Amra bon levarta menevatame. Kodesh chomer lekoshkein. Kodesh is much more chomer. Got carbon is much more chomer. So if ma'aseh sheni you can't have enough from, for sure you can't have enough from hektish. So you can't say that the diak is saying that hektish is allowed. So the Gemara says, if so, ihachi, trumanami lema kavachemu. So truma also is more kodesh than Ma'aseh Sheni, it's also Lazarim. You know, Chuma is also for Zar, only a Kohen ki Chuma. Ma'aseh Sheni, everyone ki eat. So Chuma is more Chashiv, and still he's saying there, it's allowed. So how do you know? So it's a Kavachayimah. So Chuma should be also behind all, just like for a Kavachayimah for Ma'aseh Sheni. Simar says, well, it's a menu, but it says Mimenu. Menu is a Miet. So the Shail is, you have a Miet in Menu, and you have a Kavachayimah. So which one do you do what? So, Marisa, who told you to say that Chuma is the one that gets the heter to have anah from Chuma to Meir's burning? And Hekdish does not get the heter, we learn that from a Kavachomer. If Ma'aseh Sheni is Asher, for sure Hekdish is Asher. How do you know which way to do the Kavachomer and which one to have the Miyat of Mimenu? So, Gemara is going to prove that Kodesh is even more chomer than Chuma. And therefore, if you have a choice, which one to say the Kavachayimah, which one to say that there's a diik, that it's allowed to have an awe, we'll put it on Chuma. Why? Because Hekdesh is more chomer. So Gemara says, Mestavra, Kodesh lo mematina. Kodesh are not going to be a mayit, and we're going to say that Kodesh is also asa hana, like Ma'aseh Sheni. Why? Shekain, there's a simen. Shekain simen, pankakas. Or like some people say, pancakes. You have a simon of six things called pankakas. What are the six things? The Gemara explains. Piggle. First of all, kodesh, karvanas have something called piggle. Nothing else is piggle. Piggle is something you have machshava, b'shas, the avoida, and you can eat it out of the time or out of its place, it becomes possible. Piggle. Noisar. Something special about kachim, a chumra like kachim that has nicer. You have to eat it in a limited amount of time, either one day, one night, or 2 days and one night. Carbon. Also, it's called the carbon, and that's a chashiva. It's called the carbon. Carbon means getting close to Hashem. Carbon's a chashiva thing. It's a holy thing called the carbon. Number four is me'ilah. It has me'ilah. That means if you have enough from it, you have a carbon also. If you have enough from it in the wrong time. It means either before, by Kachu Kachim before Shechita, or by Kachu Kalim, after the Zrikas Damim, but from the Imurim, there's Me'ila. And the Karas, the Halach is, that there's a Chiyav Karas, someone who eats Kachim, gets Karas. Means if a person who's not the Kayin eats Kachim, he gets Karas. And also, Asla Oinen, it's Asla Ta Oinen. And Truma is not Asla Oinen. The pasuk says Rashi brings down by Chuma two times Zara teaches that Oinah is not also for Chuma, but Kachim is. So Kachim has six milas. If you read in the simon Pankakas, Pei is Pigel, Nun is Noiser, Kuf is Carbon, Ayin is Meila, the Chaf is Karis, and Samach is also Oinah. So it has these six milas. Zakhtar no Adrava, Truma Lematina. Truma is more Chomer. Why? Because Truma has Shekain. The simon machbaz simon. What's the things? Misa. First of all, it has misa, which means a zar who eats it, it's misa v'dei shemayim. I misspoke before. A zar who eats it is misa v'dei shemayim. And before I misspoke, I said that if a zar eats a kachim, he gets karis. That was talking about, I think, a kayin tame. A kayin tame, that, or a zar tame eats kachim is karis. Not the Azar. Azar eats kachim is only alive. It's not Misa even. So first of all, the Maila of Chuma is that Misa. There's a Misa B'dei Shemayim. if a zar eats it. Number two is chaimish. If a zar eats it, he is chayiv a chaimish. Now, even though there are cases of kachim chayiv a chaimish also by me'ilah, but after it's mutter to kahanim already, there's no chaimish. There's no me'ilah anymore. And by chuma, even after it's mutter to kahanim, there is a chaimish. So that's mem and ches. Mem is misav de shemayim for a zar who eats it. For a zar means a non-kohen eats it. And a chaimish for a... If even when the kohen's mutter eat it, if a zar eats it, it pays a chaimish. Number three is ve'en la pidin. It's not possible to pay the chuma. Masha inkein, hektish, you could be paid it. So chuma has a chumra of a hektish that has no pidin. And vasur lezarim, it's impossible for a zar to ever eat chuma. Vashenken hektish, there are certain type of carbonates that a zar can eat it. What is that? Maisa behema, toida, and shlomim. It can be eaten. So you see, chuma is more chumra than hektish. It has these four chumras, machpas. And for the Gemara, no, hanach nefishin. Maisa hektish has six, and this has four. So hektish is more, and therefore, when you have a choice, we have a menu, we have a kavachayim, where we say that menu is only telling us that truma is mutter bahana when you burn it, truma tamea. Masha enkein, hektish is not mutter. So it comes out that maisa sheni and hektish are usher to have hana when you burn the tamea, when you burn it when it's tamea. And truma is mutter. And we learn truma is mutter from Lashon Mimenu, that this is usher and not truma. So we already zeichet to two mekairos that truma tamea, if you burn it, you can have enough of it. The boy is saying, "Much. This is not a pshat. Just saying another mahalach. Why hektish is more chomer than truma? The boy is saying that kodesh chomer shkein einish karis. Kodesh is more chomer because it's einish is karis, and karis is worse than misa deshvayim because a tamei who eats truma tamei only gets misa deshvayim. Asha inkein a koyin tamei that eats hektish will get karis, which is worse because karis dies without any children." And it's worse than Misav Deshavai. So that's already the two mahalachim. Like I spoke about two mahalachim. But here's the third mahalach, how we know that it's mutter, if you burn Shuma Tamei, it's mutter to have a no. Nach Mitzvah Omakra, Titein Loi, Loi Vloi Loiroi. It says when you give the Kayin, you should give it to him for his own good use and not for his Oiroi. And from here we learn out that you shouldn't give a Kayin Shuma Tamei. If it became Tamei already, don't give it to the Kayin. But Machlal, the Basarihu, it's mashma that Akaponim, you can use it for your light. It says, don't give it to him just for his light, give it to him for all uses, which means give him Truma Torah, which you can even eat. And don't give it to him L'Oire, but it's mashma that L'Oire does work. It works for fire. So you see from this pasuk that it's mutter to have Hanaf from Truma Tamea. So we have, at the end of the day, we have three Makairis that Truma Tamea is mutter to have Hanaf when you're burning it, when you're getting rid of it, you're allowed to have Hanaf from it.